Blog Talk Radio.
Trust, I should say, trust.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and spend time with you. And, boy, so much has been going on out there right now that and technology is leapfrogging past us. Even in just the last 7 years we've been doing this show, it's just amazing to me how much things have changed and grown and made it a lot more of a level playing field for everybody. And so today we are going to talk about staging, whether you're an agent or broker staging or whether you're staging your own home. And we have a fantastic guest on to help us walk through it and learn quite a lot about it today. There's so many tips and how to do it. Charity McLean is going to share with us today her knowledge on how to stage your home and why Relux Stage is the way to go if you don't want to go it alone, and so much more. Sherry has been in this industry for years. She's the founder of Relux Stage. She's also certified staging professional. She's staged countless homes and offices using what she calls targeted staging, which we'll get into in a little bit. And she does it to create connections between the buyers that compel the buyers to commit. She also does this, and her approach is really unique, and she takes the burden off of the agent and brokers as far as communication and being able to just kind of cut to the chase and have great conversations with sellers that maybe you as an agent or broker don't want to, her results are just short of magical. She opened Relux Stage in 2013. She's been in marketing for over 25 years, including website development, social media, and merchandising. She actually was a realtor, so she understands what a lot of us go through in Scottsdale, Arizona, and has experience in the construction industry as well. But what makes Charity truly come alive is helping other people achieve their goals and dreams. When she learned about staging, she got in a long time ago before it was really commonplace, even though when I say commonplace, it still isn't. Well, a lot more has happened, which I'll let her go into that in just a few minutes. It's kind of it makes the difference between night and day whether you stage and you prepare when you're selling, and it doesn't just have to be for, also good for other parts of your life too. Staging works for many properties. You don't have to just be selling. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Charity McLean. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, Natalie. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you for coming with such short notice. I'm really looking forward to this. And the more I've gotten to talk to you, I'm really looking forward. It sounds like you have a great network and tons of experience in what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about your history before we dig into staging, and tell us a little bit about what brought you into the staging business.
I talked a little bit about it,
but your heart and soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was sitting at a friend's house one day, and she was an interior designer, and she got a phone call. She put it on speaker, and it was an agent asking her, "Do you do staging?" "Oh, yeah, sure, I do staging, no problem." So they agreed to a meeting. She got off the phone, and she turned around and looked at me and said, "What is that?" I did some homework, and we went into it together, and it's just been a wonderful journey ever since. I love everything about it. That's why I just jumped on board. So it tied everything that I've done before together, and it's so wonderful because you can make an impact and change people's lives. And I know that sounds like a big, you know, lofty, generalized statement, but especially when you're doing residential, people's homes, their primary residence is often their most valuable asset. And when you can help them make as much money as possible, even on more humble properties, a lot of times on those, that's all they have. And when you can help them make so much more money, it helps them accomplish their goals and their dreams.
So you started Reluxstation, and talking to you, it sounds like you have a network, which really is great because somebody doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. You actually can plug them in wherever they are in the country, or tell us, because you're in Nevada, right, Las Vegas. Tell us, can
Correct.
They contact you directly and then just go from there?
It can be done, you know, different ways. Sometimes I can do the we can do a video walkthrough for the consultation. It's a three-step process, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
So I can do the video walkthrough for a consultation. I can outsource it to somebody, you know, in my network. It just depends on the situation.
Okay.
So it's a case-by-case basis on how that's handled, but I can, you know, do it coast-to-coast. I'm available.
That's so that sounds like you have a great streamlined marketing system already in place to do. Do you find that when somebody stages, they definitely sell the house for more money? It sells quicker. Does it really make that much of a difference?
There are plenty of data and research backing up that on average they sell for 6% to 20% of list price higher sales. Proven fact. And if it's staged before they list it, they sell 90% faster. If they decide to test it out and stage after it's been available on the market, they still sell 73% faster than comparable properties. So it's way faster.
That's so.
Way more money.
That makes a lot of sense. And are you working with new home builders too? Do you actually stage the model homes or?
Yes. Yes, we do. And it's something that a lot of people aren't familiar with. A lot of times when it's professionally staged, because there are varying degrees of staging, and because it's not regulated, they can call a lot of things staging. But when it's professionally staged, a lot of times the buyers will buy it just the way it is, the staging in place.
So oh, that makes sense. So they'll buy the money.
Well. Yeah. So they buy it full package. So. It's a lot of fun because it's the life they dream of. They walk into it and they want it exactly the way it is. And it's especially like high rises and stuff, it's so much easier because they don't have to deal with the move in and the sourcing and, you know, putting it all together. And it's just, it really turns out to be a more economical decision as far as time and money because it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Push and plug and play.
No, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, and it depends on the people's budgets, I guess, depending on what you're going to do. We've always in the industry, we used to say for years and years, you know, the way we live in a home and the way we sell, but some people live in the home the same way they'd sell it, but not everyone, because typically you have, you know, your own personal things always in there, and also people are working at different stages or having playing or entertainment at different stages, and when you're selling, you want everything as spotless as possible and cleared out as possible, but they say the way we live in a home and the way we sell are two different things, right? So we have to press that on the sellers if they can to get the property looking in much better shape. Where does an agent or broker start? Do they?
Oh, we have a great system for this. Having an ongoing working relationship with a professional stager is probably one of the smartest things an agent can do for their image, for their reputation, for their communications, you know, with their sellers, which results in better referrals and repeat business. If you have a relationship with a professional stager, when you go into your listing presentation, you add it as part of it. this is my stager. Okay. We work together. As soon as we sign the listing, she'll be contacting you, or he. But they'll be contacting
right.
you. You pick up that listing, but don't ever discuss condition issues with the sellers. Just get the listing, and I'll handle the rest. It helps
okay.
ease a lot of the situation where, because as soon as you start talking to them about condition or, you know, decluttering, they're hearing that you're reducing the value. It's reducing the value they think that you have in their minds. Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Totally.
You're,
no, it does.
You're devaluing their property to them. If you just dazzle them with your beautiful personality and charisma and let me handle the rest. Because I get them on board with the looking at the home through buyer's eyes, and it's not personal. They expect it from me, first off. But second off, I get them on board with wanting to make the highest, you know, earn the highest equity for what's probably their most valuable asset. They're usually pretty excited about making the most money. And we can
sure.
do anything from. So that's how that works, working with every listing. And then that way with the agent or broker, if people know their listings are always, you know, in top shape, always, you know, always show well, their listings will get shown preferentially. Your marketing photos are always going to be better, and that's where it all begins.
The working, right.
Yeah. So, and that can be anything. You know,
so
that
how
could be just, that's the consultation. So, go ahead.
Yeah, we've always told people, you know, to just to pack and empty closets and, you know, there are things that they're going to put in storage or they're going to definitely sell or get rid of, to start doing that early on so that you can kind of declutter everything. Do you find that, is there like a checklist? Do things that people have to do first off, I mean, before you even meet with them or talk
well,
to them? Or you just actually?
That's where the consultation
yeah.
comes in. If it's occupied and you want to work with what they have as much as possible. A lot of times, don't start getting rid of stuff because if we need to use, there may be things that we want to use. So, a lot of times, just leave the whole process, or always leave the whole process to your stager because we know what's usable, what's not. Yes, usually the two biggest recommendations on an occupied would be the decluttering and the deep cleaning. I think that's pretty
well
known.
What about the people that actually? What about the people? So do they have to pay up front or do they pay out of the commission? I'm assuming that, you know, they have to pay by the hour or by the job. I'm sure that varies depending on many factors. Are there different ways to do this depending on someone's situation?
Well, most of the time the agents will pay for the consultation and then they can,
uh-huh.
because that starts with a few hundred dollars, it's a couple hours. mine start at 300 and that's for 2 hours. And,
okay.
the agents often will pay for that, but then you can write that into your fees at close, depending on your area.
Right.
I say that with the asterisk, that's how it is in Nevada, or it is
right.
completely deductible as a marketing expense. So really you're not, you know, not paying for anything at that point. And then that puts us with the seller who sometimes those. You know, they'll hire us directly, but it puts us with the seller. And then there's three steps. There's the consultation, so you can put together the plan of everything that needs to happen, and they know very specifically. Step two is the work from the consultation, like painting, light fixtures, yard work. You know, somebody has to do it. And we can sit down and decide
right.
if they're going to do it, if they want us to handle it, it just needs to be done. Then we get to step three, and that's the showcasing. That's what most people think staging is. Occupied.
No, I agree. I hear you. So you've really done, there's a lot more done before you even start showcasing then. That makes sense.
Right. And if it's vacant, you know, that's when we bring in the rental furniture and stuff. So. Either way.
Or rent to buy. Rent to buy in case somebody says, I want it all. Huh? I just buy this house, but I want it all. Furniture
right.
rent to buy.
Full package. Yep. Turnkey life.
That's kind of, you know, I know a lot of us old timers that have that are going to be listening to this that have been in for a long, long time will say, oh my gosh, the reality shows right now on TV about houses are driving us all nuts because the buyers want it perfectly perfect, right? You know, and
yep.
I can see where the staging helps because, you know, you want it to show like a model. You want it to be, you want them to feel the environment. And then because we're seeing more and more where people are expecting more than they used to. You know, it used to be still, you know, if the location's right and the footprint of the property's right, you can change it, you know, change what you need. And it's a lot harder now, and that's why we say these reality shows are drowning us because they make it seem perfect. So I guess you kind of lessen that blow, right? Because not everyone, many people will have the budget, but not everybody will be able to spend the money. There are people that have, you know, are going to only be able to pack empty closets out and do very minimal rental work. So I guess, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my goal is always to make it, you know, for them to spend the least amount possible to get the best return. But there are certain things that there's a standard that we aspire to, the ideal in a perfect world. And mm-hmm. I can't speak for other staging companies, but my company does offer a financing program. I call it payment at close of escrow, but that's based on our market having 17 days on market average. Really, it's
right.
A financing, no payment, no interest, no prepayment penalty for 6 months. So
okay.
I call it payment at close of escrow because they
right.
don't have to come out of pocket. Yeah.
That's nice.
So
yeah.
That makes a huge difference when you're going to make, you know, 6 to 20% higher sales price overall and average staging, including the work, the maintenance, the updates, and the furniture, is 1 to 3% of list. And I say that reluctantly.
It is 1 to 3%.
It can be less. It can be. Well, I've never heard of it being more in my case, but it could be less. But when you can pay for it at close of escrow and you're making 6 to 20% higher,
mm-hmm.
it's like free
mm-hmm.
money.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do
no,
it?
As long as,
it just doesn't make sense.
Right. As long as we have to, the appraisals come in too. So I'm assuming they depending on what market you're in, what price ranges, they.
Right. That is what
it sounds
well.
Like it does. Yeah, and then you guys handle. Do you guys handle the contractors too? Who's going to paint? Who's going to fix up? Or I guess it depends on how much the owner wants to get involved.
Right, right. We can do just the DIY, you know, consultation, all the way through. We can do it end to end, or we can split it up. You know, whatever works. That's why it's such a case by case basis. When people ask me, well, how much does staging cost? How much does a house cost? You know, it's
right.
It's all relevant. So.
I love it.
Yes.
You know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you mentioned the homeowners. Is it a staging association?
Real Estate Staging Association. It's our national organization.
Okay.
Yesterday, we just had the Las Vegas chapter kickoff meeting. It was fantastic. We had a really good group. Las Vegas was kind of slow to warming to the idea of staging. In California, they will not list a property if they don't stage it. It just doesn't happen. Here, they, you know, because the market was so tough for so long.
Right.
And now on the flip
right.
side, it's so hot, people think they don't need it. But agents are shortchanging their clients and themselves by not staging every listing. There are legalities involved that can help help prevent liability issues, the safety and security of their clients, as well as servicing their clients. There's a lot to it, than more than one might expect. So,
it sounds like it. So,
helps raise the bar. It gives us standards.
I love it.
In an unregulated industry. So.
So. When is that part of National Association of Realtors at all, or is it just is it an organization that started on its own and now it's grown? Or
it's gotten pretty large. I to be honest, I don't know the membership number, but there are over 100 chapters across the country and in Canada. and we're also we have our I'm sorry, a different call was trying to call in. It distracted me.
Sure.
We have our convention this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's people from all over the world come in for just a community of like-minded people with same goals and things in mind. And it just, it really raises the bar for the whole industry. So the lonely card table in the middle of a room is not what people will accept anymore. Yeah, you touched on how people are expecting, you know, have such a high standard in when they're shopping for properties now. This helps. This helps. It helps raise the bar. And I love it. they also have created the first curriculum that's been accepted by many real estate boards, NAR, across the country. And I was certified to teach their curriculum, and I'm going to be approaching the GLVAR, Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors, to offer it as a class for the agent to teach them how to work with a professional stager, not how to stage themselves.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's a... Again, people don't really realize how much goes into it. And it just, it's like with staging, doing the staging portion, you have to have your team, you have to have inventory, you have to have contracts, you have to have, so it's a industry unto itself. And
makes sense.
A lot of, you know, agents tell, you know, say they're, oh, well, we stage our own, and they'll see a desolate tree by a chair in an empty room, and they're hurting their listings more than helping them by doing that, by not doing it, you know, fully. Then that house, you know, houses always get nicknames, right? When you're taking clients out. Oh, you know that one with the thingy, you know, over there, the one with the weird tree by the fireplace in the living room. They always get that weird, that pet name. They're actually...
Yeah.
Making it stand out in a negative way in people's minds.
Right. No, it sounds fantastic. I know, though, if somebody doesn't have any money, it's like we it's really good to be able to have them strip the furniture and strip everything out and visualize it and say, hey, this is exactly the house you wanted, the location. You know, so I come from the old school after being in over 32 years, you know, that it's going to be like I'm not going to stop someone from buying because it's not beautiful if it's everything they need. But that's so hard to overcome that because so many don't do that anymore. You know, it's gotten to be such a where staging makes so much sense. You know, it's just gotten to be a world like that that people aren't really looking in because some people can get such a steal of a deal if the house is almost a dump, right? And people aren't looking at that. They're not realizing that, hey, as long as the plumbing and electrical and, you know, you get everything checked out in the roof and the house, you're in, and you can, you know, get this for 50 or 100, 200,000. I mean, it, you know, it all depends on your markets, right? Then that somebody could steal, get a seal of the deal and then put the money in it. But our world doesn't think like that anymore, you know, as much. It's really much more where everybody wants it done for them. And this sounds perfect. So I'm just saying I'm old school in the sense that of that, you know, getting, you know, the worst house in the neighborhood that's going to be the most expensive if you can do it right. But not everybody does that. You know, it's just not our world. We're in a show me now. Let's do it quickly. I hear what you're saying. It's great that there's the association, too, and that you're, you know, raising the bar to where you're taking that off the agents and brokers, you know, to be able to say, hey, we've got this system set up and they're great at what they do. And I can imagine with liability and contracts and what you're mentioning, it just makes so much sense. Turn that over to you rather than try to do it ourselves, right? And
well, we're your
makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, we add to your credibility. A real professional stager will never discuss price. We won't. That's not our department. Agents, we want to leave the selling and marketing to you. Leave the condition and the rest of it to us. When you develop a good relationship, it's priceless.
I would imagine because that's what you're... And imagine you've already done the legwork, though. So, like, you've already got I would imagine that within the towns or the areas you're working in, and then through your networks in their areas, I would imagine you already have, for example, maybe the discounts on renting the furniture, or having contractors that are so used to working with you guys that they'll give you all discounts. I mean, what I'm getting at, though, is that you've already got good people, trustworthy people that are going to go into people's homes, right? So you've already have all this liability figured out, the system figured out to where it's like, hey, this is a no-brainer. I love it because, when you look at the whole picture, it's
right. And something people should look at, or I encourage them to look at, not they should, but I encourage them to look at when they're shopping for a stager, do they have insurance? What does their policy cover?
Perfect.
Do they have a contract? Are they certified? Look at their portfolio. There's a lot of different things people call staging, and without regulation, be careful. Know what you're getting into. But once
and the certification would come from that makes it, the
ahead.
Certification comes from the Real Estate Agent Association, or does it come through NAR, or where does that come from?
RESA, the Real Estate Agent Association, does provide approval
awesome.
Of different staging programs, so they do have to meet
okay.
their criteria to be a RESA approved school, and
okay.
So that way you know it's met. It meets certain standards, and the stager is going to know the important stuff about the contract.
No, it makes so much sense because years ago we didn't have because I've been in over since the 80s. We did home inspectors were not certified, right? And we didn't. Many people weren't even getting home inspections on homes. It was just buyer beware. And slowly
right.
over the years, they become more certified. Now you have ASHI, and certain people can do the inspections in some states without being certified. Certain states now are requiring them to be licensed or certified, so it's raised that bar in that industry as well, right? And nowadays you would rarely, most people won't buy a home without an inspection, right? Because it wouldn't
right.
make, they need to really check it out. And, so I guess it's kind of what's happening with the staging as well. I like that. I'm all about systems and how we give choices to people and still be fair but make it work, make it a win-win. And the more you it always shows in numbers, you always get a better deal and systematic, and then you raise the bar. And I love it. It's great. So
it provides accountability and transparency as well. What are you doing? And another question to ask if you're interviewing stagers is, why are you doing this? Why do you want me to pack this? Why do you want me, why are you recommending furniture be placed like this? They should be able to explain to you why they're doing what they're doing. It's a great test.
That's great.
It's not about it looks right or because I said so. That's not a viable answer. You need to know why it's being done. It's a lot more systematic and mathematical. Go ahead.
Give me a couple examples of some answers. So, why are you decluttering this room, or why have you picked these colors? I'm assuming, and I could be totally wrong right now, do you lean more towards the neutral colors, like off-white, pale, soft colors, or is that not the standard anymore?
I think light, and everybody wants light, and they want to emphasize more space as your basis of your palette, and that a lot of the decisions of which ones are selected are based, they start outside based on what's already in place as far as, fixed assets. And then we'll build on that. You don't want a lot of colors, but the air quotes on this word, color pop, the placement of that's very
color
important
pop?
In
color
pop.
Pop.
That's it's a buzzword people use for the accent color.
Color
that's selected.
Pop. Oh, I love this.
Yes,
what does that mean?
Pop.
Okay. color pop. We're going to do. Okay.
Yeah, you want listing to pop using an accent color, and that helps lead your visual journey throughout the property. And when properly and strategically placed, it subconsciously leads your eye, and it provides in the buyer's eye mind, they're getting more square footage than they would if that color pop wasn't properly placed, because it's guiding their eye.
What is a pop like? Is it the whole room color, or is it something else?
No, no. It's on at about 10% of your color palette that you're working with. You know, the colors that you select. Start it outside. You know, maybe a pot. Let's say we're going to use blue for your color, your accent color. Put a blue pot by the front door or out by the mailbox, and then you strategically place it throughout.
Pot.
POP, a color pop. It's your accent color.
That's what I thought you said, pop. That's what you said. I'm going, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you strategically walk us through that. So you would actually put.
And put a pot.
So give us an example. You're going in the front of the house. Okay.
And we'll put a pot by the mailbox. Then we'll put a pot of flowers with that blue. Walking through the front door, it may be. On a tray on your entryway, just like a subtle piece throughout. There may be some of that blue in a piece of artwork over the sofa. And if I'm just looking through my house right now, put a blue pillow on the sofa, and then by the back patio door, something with a little blue like that in it. Going out to the backyard, you have, you know, your patio furniture with a blue accent pillow there. And going through the house, just that little a tray here, a flower there with your color, you know, in the furthest corner. It's leading your visual journey. And people start registering subconsciously in their mind more square footage. And that's why we encourage them to stage the entire property, not just basic, you know, not just a few rooms or whatever. Because people don't register the empty spaces as square footage in their mind. You can have a smaller property that's fully staged professionally, and they think in their head, I mean, it's not like a mathematical on paper, well, we're getting da-da-da. They can see the numbers, but in their mind, they're getting a bigger, more usable space if it's done right.
That's amazing. Amazing.
So there's a lot to it.
Yeah, it sounds like, and you're a pro. It's a whole lot to it, and it sounds like you're able to make it work on any budget and any time. So you said to make sure. By the way, this is Realty Universal, and we're talking with Charity McQueen, and this is Natalie Mullinex. We'll get your contact information, too. Our people that listen know to go to our website and go to check, and we can forward information, but I want to get people, there may be people not that aren't familiar, so we'll get that in a minute, too. So you said things to make sure that the people have is, if you're going to hire a stager, definitely insurance, contracts, hopefully they're certified. Are there any other particulars to make sure, I guess, references?
Check references. Talk to previous customers. See what they've done. Ask them about their numbers. You know, what kind of results do you produce? And a true business person is going to know what they're doing. If they don't know their numbers, then it's probably a hobby.
Now, I love it because we really are getting into the looking at even residential sales as how do you get the most out of your most bang for your buck, right, when you're selling your property, and how do you
absolutely
I love the way you
and a bonus for agents is it reduces your overall marketing investments, time and money, because when it shows better both in photos and live, you're going to get faster, better results. You're going to have a better reputation. You're going to have better marketing material moving forward.
Is there a time period like somebody? I know everything is subject to individual houses, price ranges, location, et cetera. I know automatically every deal's a little different. But is there a guesstimate average of I want to sell my house today. I've hired an agent. Or broker, I'm always saying that, but just because I've been in this so long. And we'd like to sell our house, you know, in the ideal world, everyone says, I want to sell and move in 2 months, right? But that's, you know, it is what it is. How much time needs to be allocated approximately, just on an average, and I won't hold you to it because you could have a house that needs total transformation or you could have something that needs subtle. But is there an average minimum that people should plan on before actually having the first consultation with you to be ready to go?
The way my company runs, it's a two-hour consultation is the minimum starting point, and then that creates the plan, and then they can take that and run with it themselves. Oftentimes, we see they're like, "Whoa, whoa, that's not what I want to do." But sometimes they do. They're ambitious. They're DIYers, and they go for it. And then we get the phone call, you know, a week later, going, "Well, maybe you should come back, right?" it's just such a huge range because it is, you know, is it occupied? Is it vacant? Is it a studio? Is it a McMansion? And how much, you know, maintenance and updates does it need? Now, as far as the showcasing, what most people think staging is, the furniture and accessories to make it look like a model. Once all the condition is addressed, we can do that, you know, from booking the appointment, we can do it as quickly as 48 hours from the time of the consultation.
Wow.
3 to 5 days from end to end,
really?
Including maintenance. Yeah.
You're kidding. I'm thinking 2, 3, 4 weeks. Wow.
Well,
okay.
That
excellent.
Could happen if they needed a lot of update, but no, 3 to 5 days.
No, that's fantastic. It's yeah, that's really impressive.
Thanks.
And wow.
Well, we're working on making it more efficient every day. I forget who said it the other day. Somebody told me they could do an entire residential installation on a vacant in 35 minutes. I said, "What are you talking about?"
35 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Their team's ready to go in and just take everything out and go. Okay.
Well, this is for the installation on a vacant.
Right.
From
that
the
makes
time
sense.
Their
but
truck
still,
shows
pretty...
up at the curb. Yeah. I was like, what? What do you have, a 20-person team? Each person has one item and walks in the door?
That's pretty aggressive. That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was jealous.
No, I think that's amazing. So, and then... Do you have? Is there like a bare bones if somebody is like right at the price? I mean, the price point's just not going to allow for too much. I guess they pay the consultation fee, the $300 minimum, and then come through and you can say, okay, do this. This is where the budget is. We can make this work. And most people, I can see where you can do the financing at the end. If somebody's underwater, I would imagine the agent or broker's going to take care of it, and just.
Yeah, on occasion,
the
broker,
the commission, or something.
Right. You put it in, but that all depends on where you're at. Because I know I can't speak for the, you know, where they can put their fees or not. That, you know, it varies from place to place.
I know.
So,
no,
but
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
It's out of my scope.
No, but I think at the minimum, the consultation is worth its weight in gold, right? If you say, okay, this, and then they can. So, and I notice you, because you do home staging, commercial office staging as well, right?
Yes.
Convention and event staging?
Yes. Yes, the commercial, the CRE, as they call it in the industry, is super exciting. It holds some benefits even over and above the residential, in that it can provide the landlord a new revenue stream if they sublease the furnishings. It makes it so the tenants doesn't have to tie up all their startup capital when they probably need it the most.
Right.
They can visualize their business in the space, and that's where targeting comes in, both residential or commercial, using, you know, all the data sources available today, and we use paid data sources as well. When we come up with the target profile, we can figure out pretty definitively, pretty detailed, who the most likely future resident or tenant is going to be. And we get deep into it. And that guides our ship. You know, people ask me all the time, well, what style furniture are you going to use? The architecture lends to that a lot, but also the lifestyle of the family. Or the business that's going to be in that space, the most likely business. because that
right.
steers our ship as to psychological triggers we'll build into the package, like a if it's a golf property, with a pitcher of tea and some cleats by the back door. Somebody goes out to look at the, you know, if it's a golf property, looking at the greens. Okay, it looks like the other two that we were looking at. What's the difference? They turn around to walk into the house, and they see the golf clubs by the back door with the towel over the arm of the patio chair. And they're like, oh, my God, that's exactly how I would do that. And you hear the guy go,
wow. So that's cool. That's really cool. So you take target marketing and analytics. You're actually getting involved in the psychology of who's your target market, who do you think's going to buy here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, there's with a pretty high degree of probability, you can figure this stuff out. And that's what's exciting about the commercial as well is sometimes, not always, you can figure out what's most likely to be the business in the space and generally stage it for them. But that's where, again, on the commercial, the consultations are so important because the condition of the property, if you pull up and you're looking at three listings, let's say, they have the same square footage, same general area, and it looks well-maintained. You know, you've taken care of, there's not scraggly dead plants in the parking lot, you know, cracked up parking. It looks fresh and well-maintained. We're not getting into structural stuff, but we make sure, you know, there's not ratty carpets or we can even stage industrial. You know, we look at all the condition stuff. We'll do the break rooms. We'll do the lobby. We can do the bathrooms, the reception area. And it looks ready. And Natalie Wainwright from Cushman Wakefield, our local crew president, Commercial Real Estate Women, told me, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what people are looking for. Plug and play, as she termed it. So
amazing. You know, the algorithms jumps out at me, I mean, to me, because nowadays with all of our technology, with the consumers, Google's doing it, all the companies are doing it, they've got these algorithms figuring out what do we like, what do we not like, right? And that target marketing comes in. It's brilliant to use it in staging because it's so personal and so makes sense. You love people go, I have the exact furniture. Oh, I have that exact thing. I have that, you know, that. And they feel more at home. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just
it's
about
amazing, though,
showing them to put furniture, like virtual staging. Okay, we get it. You have a cut out, you know, paper doll house. That's not what it's about. It's
right.
about creating a lifestyle and emotional connection. So when you make buyers fall in love, it's done. Yes.
I love it. Oh, I have a question for you. It just came to the top of my head. The virtual staging, you know, where you can actually take out the furniture in the photos, right? They have that software. People can take out the furniture and place pieces in there. What's your opinion on psychologically somebody sees the photos online with disclaimers, you know, that these were, you know, virtual staging, right? And they're I want to see that property. And then they get into the property and it's empty. Now, I know, of course, some common sense is going to be, well, that's going to be totally, and you wouldn't totally recommend it, but what do you think happens at that point? Do you think it's a total turnoff, or do you think you can still entice them maybe with a few pieces, or what's your opinion on that? Because virtual staging is happening, but it's really not.
Right.
It'll help them with measurements and things like that, but not like the, you know. The whole effect.
Ooh. That's my comment on virtual staging.
You not like it?
It's
boo,
technology.
You don't like it at all. Turn it and forget it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what if the house is
it's deceptive.
Okay. Yeah.
It's deceptive.
It's what?
And it does nothing for a lifestyle or an emotion. People don't aspire to paper cutouts. It is cool technology, I'll give you that. But if you're using it as a marketing tool, you're wasting your money. It's just like partial staging or accessory staging. Don't. Worry about the condition first. And that's another thing with the virtual is you're not addressing any of
the
condition issues.
Well,
yeah.
But some houses you might go into and they're just totally need, everything needs to come out, you know, and it's just, yeah.
Right. Well, if they want to make the most money
kinda gives,
and maintain control
right,
over the value of their property,
do it
right. Mm-hmm. Or you're giving up, they're going to beat you up on your price.
Wow, we're in such a different world these days. We really are.
Right.
No, we're in just such a. This is from somebody who's. I've been over 120,000 hours, and I've seen it all, and it's just. This makes so much sense to do it. It does. And the lifestyle, more people are living.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was reading something the other day that. The sale of home design, furnishings and decor and whatnot, last year had the highest sales in history ever in this country, and it's growing. So the HGTV, the Fixer Flip, all that stuff, all those programs have inspired a whole new movement in our country. People don't want, the millennials saw their parents doing DIY projects. And never having time off, and they don't want to do it anymore. They want it ready to go, turnkey when they move in. They do not want to deal with it. They don't want to do the work themselves. They expect it to be a certain way. And it's the best way for sellers to maintain control over the value of their property. Because if they leave it saying, we don't know what they're going to like. Well, based on the data we were talking about, we do know what they're going to like.
That's true.
I know what they want. But if they leave it.
So you get target marketing, though. You can do that through analytics and get it through software and algorithms. I mean, like your example with the golf course, yes, if it's on a golf, many people are going to look for the golf course homes. But say you're going into a community and it's hard to decipher who's really going to buy it. If it's a full community, you can kind of see if there's older, younger, middle, you can get demographics. But this target marketing, is it getting that specific that it's much easier for you to say, okay, 8 times out of 10, this person's going to buy?
Well, what my target profile does is I do use a lot of those paid data sources, looking at the demographics, their education levels, their occupations, if they have kids, all those different factors, come into play when I'm putting together the profile. And that's how I can figure out psychological triggers, perfect one. Southern Highlands, it was going to be for an active retired couple in a, higher-end luxury home. Having the romantic wine set up with the fur coat across the table, across the bed, like they've been out for dinner or they're going to dinner and have a romantic wine set up, just triggers that I know are going to make them go, wow, and totally see themselves in that environment. That's selling the lifestyle.
Okay. Right. So you're selling lifestyles is what you're doing. That's,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
So we're presenting their dreams in living color.
Let's give your contact information. I know everybody, people can, but let's do that right now if you don't mind.
Okay. You can email me, charity@reluxstage, reluxstage.com. Or you can call 702-421-1151.
Great. And your company name, again, is Relux Stage. They can also go to reluxstage.com, right? That's reluxstage.com.
Yeah.
And
new one coming up is CREDesignPros.com for the commercial.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you were going to, say commercial, we sell like shopping center or you're selling the buildings, do you suggest that those get staged as well on the sale side? Not lease.
Lease and sale.
Okay.
Well, because staging isn't just the stuff in there, it's the stuff that it's on top of as well, the canvas, if you will. You have to look at the condition issues. So they only have a limited budget, at least do the whole process.
Okay.
Through the consultation with the plan, then they can DIY it. Step two is the work, and step three is the showcasing.
Fantastic. Now, the I'd like to get with you, too, with our networks to see how we can work together. And, you know, it's always good to not have to reinvent the wheel. And the other beautiful part of networks is, you know, you're, you know, not dealing with strangers. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, right? And they've got, especially with the certifications, has already been vetted, so to speak, which means
yes.
a lot.
Well, there's a bar that's been set, you know, a standard.
Definitely a great standard. And the network, the Real Estate Staging Association, that's the big one? Is that what basically in the U.S.?
Yeah.
And Canada?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. There are others.
I love it.
Good. The biggest one is RESA. Yeah, we call it RESA.
RESA, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's, amazing, amazing. Yeah,
it's
used
exciting.
To be we'd have like, it is, isn't it? It really is.
I love it.
It's only going to get better and better that way, I believe.
Absolutely.
It's becoming more of the norm. Like when I say norm, more of the considered, you know, what people are looking for, like you said, and making a difference.
Well, it's done for them. It's that instant gratification. Boom, boom, boom. You know, people used to circle ads on day paper and then go drive by them. And that limited your market as well. Now the entire world is looking. You know, I want to move to Philadelphia. You jump on the internet. And the photo, you know, the photo of the front of the house is the old drive-by the front of the house. And that's why the staging has to start outside, because people don't go view a property. You know, they don't just open the front door. You have to look at it curb to curb, because they're looking at the whole thing. So you have to consider it from that level. But that picture online of the front of the house, here's a little secret for you. The picture of the front of the house is the same as what they used to do driving by before. And if that picture doesn't look good, and if it's not the first one, they will keep going.
Absolutely. It's just so easy for people to click on and go and forget
click,
it.
Click,
and
click.
The remarks are huge, too. You know, remarks, the picture, and the picture's worth 1,000 words always. It's never changed. And then the remarks are huge as well. That we have about 5 minutes left. I'll tell you, this hour has flown by, and it's been such a pleasure having you on. Anything you want to really point out that we didn't cover? And I'd also like to see if you can give us, just for basically happy homeowner, a few tips on helping their own home, you know, when they're for cleaning, for maybe staging a little bit, for company coming in, just little tips that go, hey, this is like, this will make such a difference you wouldn't think it would. I mean, I'm just throwing things out there, but
let
me give you that.
Let's see, outside, edge your lawn. If you have grass, edge the lawn. Sounds really basic stuff, but edge the lawn. Clean your windows inside and out. If you're going to be taking pictures, this is for sale, take your screens off. It makes such a difference in how bright it'll be inside, and it photographs so much better. So, and then I guess the bottom line for everything is clean everything and then clean it all again.
clean. You can't be too clean, huh?
That's right, and then clean it one more time just to make sure. Use a microfiber cloth on everything. So you can polish anything with a microfiber cloth. After it's clean, polish it. It'll be shiny. And one more little super, super simple one you wouldn't think of, but it makes a huge difference in how well-maintained a property looks. You're caulking in the bathroom, in the kitchen, caulking. Back out all your old caulking. If it hasn't been done in the last year, put caulk around the toilet, you know, your counters, sink, whatever. It makes it look so crisp. Yep.
So, really? So, say, for example, caulking, of course, in the shower, you can see it. But on the counters in the kitchen, you would actually just, what if it goes, it edges up to the wall? Do you still recommend the cock in anyhow. You know how they
pull it out with
the splash pipe?
Yeah, like the splash garden around the faucet and all that stuff. Just
right.
You know, take your little, like a flathead or a box knife. You know, just get rid of all the anything that's not super, super attached.
Okay.
Just back it
the
all
caulking.
Out. And put some new
great
caulk
idea.
In there. It'll look so much more well-maintained. It's crazy. And then the most economical thing, we call it liquid gold or money in a can, paint. Painting
it's
a house.
Painting.
If it hasn't been done in 2 years, throw some paint on. There is nothing that will change
two
the
years?
Entire can work more.
2 years.
If it hasn't been
2 years.
In 2 years, yeah. And if you're
okay.
really tight on budget, just do the trim. Yeah, and pressure wash everything else or, you know,
good idea.
Clean up everything else. And just do the trim, and if you can't afford to do the whole outside,
great idea.
Do the front of the house. So,
a power washing, okay.
A power wash.
Great idea.
First, but painting just the front of the house. If you don't have the budget to do the whole thing, at least it's going to look good in pictures.
And get your bushes and things in order. Hmm.
Yeah.
I think I need you to come out to my
awesome.
House. I think I need you to come out to my house. Those of us who are super, super busy in this industry tend to, like, focus on I don't know. It's like the shoemaker that doesn't, their kids don't have any shoes, right? Not that bad. I'm just, you know, but it's amazing.
I say it all the time. Yeah, let me take this with crappy lawn.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's just sometimes you have to give up certain other things and, you know. Just, so any tip to make things easier that sometimes we wouldn't think about is highly recommended, you know, because there's just some things that can, in ongoing maintenance, ongoing things that make it easier. So, wow.
Yeah, and that's, what we do isn't, you know, it's not super complex or complicated, but it's so many little things that you didn't know you needed to know.
Right.
And that's where
that's
our
hearing.
Highest value is. Yeah. So
I'm hearing that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're working
fantastic.
With a pro,
well,
not somebody who has a hobby.
No, who just wants to try it out on you, huh? To try it out. Yeah. I guess decluttering is huge, right? Just get declutter everything. You've got to declutter all of it as much as you can.
Yeah, declutter. But sometimes there's stuff there that they get rid of that they tell me about. Oh, well, I got rid of this. I was like, oh, we could have used that.
I see. It's best to consult with you first. Yeah.
Yeah. Just start
definitely.
From the beginning. And when it's automatic with the agents, it adds to their credibility. You know, it takes a lot of the burden off of you at basically no cost. It speeds up your process. You have time and energy to focus on what you do, the marketing and selling properties.
Right.
Let us do the rest.
I love it.
Well,
then
you don't have to have
pleasure
the awkward
and
conversation. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a little delay here. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I know. We keep doing that. I'm sorry. That's it. I love being able to do this virtually the way we do it, but then we have to have some of the sound. The sound isn't as clear as it could be. But, this has been such a pleasure to have you on. And I want to see how we can work your network with our network and make it a win-win situation.
That's what we aspire to in everything we do. And that's one of the reasons I am so passionate about what I do is nobody loses in this deal. Even the buyers end up on top because they know when it's been professionally staged, they know the condition is going to be better. Yeah, they can, the condition will be reliable. If you know an agent
right.
works with a professional stager on every staging, or I mean on every listing, you know the condition issues will be addressed. And that
mm-hmm.
benefits the buyer because they know it's just go to. They know they're getting a good quality product, if you will.
It's been taken care of, well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I want to stay in touch and thank you so much. And we'll have to get you back again and see how your schedule is so we can bring you in with our network and to your network. And this has just been such a pleasure. And
I have had a great time, Natalie. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you so much. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.